The following message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. We would like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street, that's Murfreesboro Road, in Smyrna, Tennessee. Please visit our website at defendthegospel.com. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Now, dear friends, I want to talk to you this morning about man's way. Now, the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Someone once said, man's way leads to a hopeless end. God's way leads to an endless hope. Tragically, many are following man's way of thinking today in religion instead of following the plain, revealed word of God. I want to suggest to you three things this morning that man's way leads to. Number one, man's way teaches faith alone. Faith alone. The concept of salvation by faith alone is not a new one. In fact, James spends an entire chapter exposing such a mentality as false. James chapter 2. When Martin Luther, a Catholic monk, rebelled against the Catholic Church's meritorious mentality, that is, earn your salvation, he went all the way to the other extreme and began to teach the grace-only method of salvation. But James plainly stated, James chapter 2, verse 24, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Now I want you to sit down sometime and read your Bible. And I want you to look for that phrase, faith only. Let me save you some time. You'll find the phrase faith only one time in the entire Bible. Now you can find the word faith in many places, and certainly you can find the word only in many places. But there's only one time in the entire Bible that the phrase faith only appears. And that's right here in James chapter 2 in verse 24. And amazingly, it says not by faith only. You see, man says faith only. The Bible says not by faith only. Now, the Bible is clear that we can never earn our salvation with any kind of works. The Apostle Paul made that clear in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10, when he said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now when Paul says, not of works, lest anyone should boast, what Paul means is that man did nothing to earn Christ on the cross. God didn't look down on the world and say, you know, they've been so good that they have earned for me to send my son and die for their sins. No, no, no. As Paul said in Romans chapter 6, Romans 5, 8 and 9, God demonstrates his love toward us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we didn't do anything to earn Christ on the cross. That was grace. That was a free gift of God. But that was God's part of salvation. But now there is man's part of salvation. And God has been very clear that man's part is to obey Him. And that without obedience and without doing the works that He has given us, we can never have salvation. We do not earn that salvation after obeying. We can never earn the salvation. But we're not going to receive the salvation unless we do obey. The Bible couldn't be clearer on this passage. In Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, the Bible talking about Jesus says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation. Watch it. To those who obey him. Jesus plainly said in Mark 16, 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Now, are we going to obey that or not? Or are we going to seek man's way of salvation? heard a story about a young man who got up before the church for the first time and was supposed to give the invitation, and he chose very few words. He just simply read Mark 16:16. And it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be damned." And then he looked up the audience and he said, "All those who want to be saved, come get baptized. All those who want to be damned, don't." That's exactly right. Listen, the Lord said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who calls on me, not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does," see that? "He who does the will of my Father in heaven." And so man's way teaches, number one, faith alone. Number two, fruitless activity. Man's way leads to fruitless activity. Now there is a way, or there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. God has not only commanded us to serve Him and to worship Him, but He has told us how to worship Him. He doesn't want us worshiping Him just any old way we think right. He has been very specific in how we're to worship Him. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. Now this statement cannot be truer in any other realm than that of serving the Lord. Jesus spoke of some amazingly active religious people who would prophesy in His name, cast out demons in His name, and do many wonders in His name. Matthew 7:21-22. When it came to religion, these folks were extremely active. Yet their service did not produce fruit unto eternal life. And the reason was that their activities, although good works from man's standpoint, were not authorized by the Lord. Jesus said to them, Matthew 7:23, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Now that word for lawlessness in the Greek literally means to act as if there were no law. These people were religious. The context does not indicate that they were not sincere. They were very sincerely doing what they thought were very good works for the Lord, and yet they were doing things that were man's idea rather than doing things the way God said. People today trying to turn the Lord's church into nothing more than a social club. Why, you go down to the church to party and to eat and to drink and to play games and to do everything under the sun. And worship and the teaching of the Word of God is just kind of put in the back seat. Now, there's nothing wrong with these things outside of church, but that's not the work of the church. And people try to turn the Lord's church into a social club, and it's a shame. I'm afraid there are many people who are expecting to go to heaven, and they're going to hear the Lord say, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness." Because it doesn't matter how active we are in religion, if that activity is not authorized by the Word of God, it is fruitless activity. Now, man's way says, no, it's good works. Those are good things. Remember, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is death. The Apostle Paul spoke of some who were lost because they had a zeal for God. Can you imagine folks who the Bible says had a zeal for God, but yet were lost? You see, their zeal was not according to knowledge. They just went ahead and did things the way they thought best and ignored what God said to do. Romans 10:1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved." And so we know they're lost. "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge," not according to God's knowledge and His direction. They ignored that. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness," verse 3, "they chose to ignore God's way, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." They decided they'd just do it their own way. God commanded in Colossians 3:16 that we're to sing in our worship to God, but man came along about 1,000 years later and said, "Well, singing ain't good enough. We got to have the mechanical instrument of music. Start dragging that into the churches. We must do things by the authority of Christ." 2 John verse 9, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. That's a pretty severe penalty. Now, where can you find folks worshiping with the mechanical instrument of music in the New Testament? You can't find it. And so you have to go outside. You have to transgress the doctrine of Christ in order to get the music in. Listen, Jesus is Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. And we can't just go about doing things that we think feel good and that we think please God. And yet there is no authority in His word for it. That's man's way. Man's way teaches faith alone. Man's way teaches fruitless activity. And man's way gives false assurances. Now, how sad is it when one takes comfort in a false peace that is based on lies told by sincerely deceived people? Now, based on lies told by his loved ones, Jacob was fully convinced that his son Joseph was dead and was extremely emotional about it. But the fact was, it wasn't true. You remember the story, Genesis chapter 37, 32 to 36, when Israel or Jacob had sent his son Joseph out to find his brothers. And when his brothers saw him coming, they schemed and decided they'd kill him. But then in the end, they ended up selling him into slave traders, and Joseph ended up in Egypt. But the sons, they all took Joseph's coat of many colors and just ripped it up and put blood on it and went to their father, Israel. And Israel identified the coat and came to the conclusion that the other sons wanted him to come to. Joseph, my son, is dead. And I mean, his heart was broken. It was crushed. He said, I'll go to my grave mourning for Joseph. He believed with all his heart that Joseph was dead. But guess what, my friends? Joseph was alive and well. Now, what a shame today, when people believe with all their heart and go to their grave believing in something like faith only salvation. And yet it is a false doctrine. Based on lies told by trusted and educated and good people. Many today are convinced they are saved, and yet they have never obeyed the Lord's command. Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. They go into eternity with a false assurance. My friends, nothing can be more tragic than that. Just because you think you're saved, just because you feel like you're saved, that doesn't necessarily mean you're saved. Remember the Apostle Paul before he became an apostle? He was going out killing Christians, persecuting them, murdering them, casting his vote against them when they were put to death. And he said in Acts chapter 25 and verse 9, indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Paul had said a couple of chapters earlier that in Acts 23 verse 1, that up to that day he had lived before God with all good conscience. He was killing Christians with a good conscience, thinking he was serving God. So many people today think they're serving God and following God, when really they're just following man's way, just like Paul was following man's way, the traditions of his fathers, when he was murdering Christians. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. My friend, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Man's way teaches faith alone. Man's way teaches fruitless activity. And man's way leads to false assurances. My dear friend, please don't be deceived. Please read and study your Bible with an open and honest heart. And do the things that God commands in His Word, rather than following man's way.
Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and I'd just like to ask you a question. Are you a child of God? Are you really a Christian? I mean, the way the Bible says to become a Christian. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. After we hear, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 8:24, the Lord said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. After hearing and believing, we must be willing to repent of our sins, change our lives, decide to serve the Lord, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now we're ready to confess our faith in Christ. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says that with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now we are prepared for baptism. The Lord said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts 22, verse 16, Ananias said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Do you want your sins washed away? This verse tells us how it is done. After doing this, we are now a Christian, a child of God, and we are commanded to remain faithful to the Lord until we die in order to receive the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.